The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Found a body.
I'm not going to stop talking because I have rights too.
The case grabbed international headlines. A woman's dismembered body found in leaking plastic tubs at a Lenexa storage facility. The same unit where police say her husband, toddler, and newborn slept for several nights. Justin Ray doesn't deny dismembering his wife, Jessica. From the beginning, investigators say Justin Ray told two stories about his wife's death. That Jessica took her life moments after delivering their baby, or that she died during childbirth. Prosecutors say no matter what happened inside the hotel room, Jessica didn't make it out alive, and she didn't make it out in one piece. The accusations shocked the Kansas City community, but Ray argues everything he did was to protect his family.
I have my children out there that their mother just killed herself. And you guys kidnapped my children, our children, from their father at that time.
Ray's insistent that his rights were violated during his arrest and also during his time in jail.
I'm not going to stop talking because I have rights too.
And he hasn't stopped talking. His words just haven't been as public lately. Instead of a camera and microphone, he turned to a pencil and paper, writing to me, Fox 4's Kathy Quinn, from his jail cell. This is Fox 4 Crime Files, the Justin Ray letters. Everything about Justin Ray's case is unusual. Police arrested him in October 2017 at a Lenexa storage unit. He had his toddler and newborn with him, as well as that leaking cooler. Now, the case became even more bizarre when officers opened that cooler. Inside, they found the dismembered body of Ray's wife, Jessica. In letters Justin Ray mailed me from jail as he awaited trial, he tried to explain his actions. Just as he told investigators, Ray says Jessica died as their youngest daughter came into the world. Ray says that he loved his wife so much that he had to dismember her body. He claims his next move was to take Jessica's remains to Arizona to bury her. Ray wrote a half dozen letters to me from inside his jail cell. In each letter, he asked me to come visit him so he could explain what happened face to face.
Hello?
And I did. During our jailhouse conversation, I spent a little more than an hour listening to him talk. I'd already heard a lot of what Ray had to say, thanks to something he'd already mailed to me. In one of his letters, he included a homemade flyer of sorts. It lists Justin's Ray's YouTube channel, then an address. But instead of an apartment or home, it simply says Justin's van. Then the town of Loop, Arizona. The flyer also lists five websites, as well as his Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter accounts. The websites contain information about fighting Child Protective Services. Ray's six children are no longer in his care. Another one of the sites addresses mental health, and another one is about the Christian Science Churches of Southern California. Ray is a member of the church. So was his wife, Jessica. It's his YouTube channel I find the most interesting. There are 51 videos in all. The first posted 4 years ago. Most of them have hundreds of views, like this one.
Hey people, it's Mr. Justin Ray.
Titled, One Love and a Talk on My Personal Ways.
Because in the long run, the nice guys always finish last, and the truth will reveal itself. And the lies will always get you caught up. No matter what. It's karma. It's universal principle. It's God's law over any law. No matter what religious belief you believe in.
Ray's messages are similar. He speaks about karma and God's will and loving everyone and strength. Justin Ray has a lot to say about strength.
Don't look for love. Give love. Love will come to you. Love is not weak. Love is strength. Strengthen yourself. And if you say you love somebody and something, just like somebody that passes on, oh, I love them so much. No, I'll tell you what. Love them enough to strengthen yourself. Like a soldier, you're broken to be made.
Well, use these hardships to strengthen you. Make yourself strong. Enough is enough. Let them know they are not going to break you. They are going to actually make you a stronger person.
Ray also has a lot to say about his children. At the time he posted the dozens of videos to YouTube, Child Protective Services had custody of the four oldest Ray children. He makes claims that the family's rights were violated when the children were removed from their home. He also claims that the children were abused while in foster care. From the YouTube videos, Justin and Jessica sound like they were fighting to regain custody.
My motive is always to do the right thing, and I will always defend my honor as well as other people's. Family first, and my family is every single person next to me. My neighbor is every single person next to me.
There are videos of his son, their oldest child, as well as picture after picture of the rest of their older children. In several pictures, Jessica is wearing a shirt that reads, "I love my husband." And in a video posted on Valentine's Day of 2015, Justin and Jessica both show their affection.
Happy Valentine's Day to the world.
To the world.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey. I love you.
I love you too.
Again, I've lived for 12 years and still strong.
And happy Valentine's Day to you too, Jonathan,
Juliet,
Jasmine,
and Joy.
We love all four of our babies and we love each other.
And we're never giving up.
Ever. Ever, ever, ever. We're never giving up on our family.
The most popular Justin Ray video has more than 13,000 views. It's titled, "I Love My Wife and Children. No One Will Ever Change That. I'll Never Give Up. Ever." It starts with Ray talking.
Do unto others as I want done unto me. Huh. What does that mean? Hey, I'll tell you what it means. If I'm hungry, I want to eat. If I'm hungry, I want to eat. Huh, let me see. So that means if somebody's hungry that I should feed them. Yeah, that sounds right to me.
The audio of Ray faux preaching is covered with pictures of his children, as well as he and Jessica. They're happy pictures. The kids, Justin, Jessica, smiling in every picture. In the last video, one that Justin Ray posted in 2017, he offers 20 minutes of legal advice.
You have rights and you use these rights. You know, just because you're told something doesn't make it true or not true. Look these rights up and fight for them to the grim.
The videos Ray posted on YouTube, along with the letters he wrote me from jail, the more I learned about him. But he kept one surprise to reveal to me when I visited him in jail. Ray told me about the day Jessica died. He talked about the birth of his daughter. He tried to explain why he dismembered Jessica's body. Then he started talking about what happened next. He packed up what he needed from the motel room, including her dismembered body. Ray says he put on a dress that belonged to his wife. He stuffed a pillow under that dress, he says, to make him look pregnant. And he put a woman's wig on his head. Then he says he walked out of the motel carrying his children and pulled his wife's remains out the door in a cooler. He claims he put on the disguise because he didn't want anyone to stop and question him. Then I asked him why he had a woman's wig with him. Ray explained that he had many wigs and disguises because he used them when he recorded content for that YouTube channel. In our sixth episode of Fox 4 Crime Files, The Justin Ray Letters, Ray fights for his freedom from his cell, his legal approach, and questions about his mental stability. To listen to other episodes of Fox 4 Crime Files, The Justin Ray Letters, search for them on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, as well as fox4kc.com. I'm Kathy Quinn.